Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the challenges of middle age is aging parents, right? We've got to take care of our parents. Hopefully we take care of our parents. I know it's something that I do, not on a daily basis, but you know, I take care of my mother and whatever she needs, I do for her. She's a wonderful woman. I think the world of her, and I have an incredible relationship with her. But things can get difficult sometimes. Not as much. My mom is a great person, but we don't have a lot of disagreements. But every time I call her, there's always a challenge going on, and it's usually around, you know, bill paying or dealing with the utility companies or the phone companies or whatever it is. There's always something. And of course, my mom's going to tell me her story. And it's not always, I don't always have the time to hear the whole story. And I've also offered many times to just take things over for her so she doesn't have to deal with it, but she wants to do it herself. So I understand that. So I back off, but yet I do it. And then, you know, I come away from the phone call sometimes, not exhausted, but a little bit mentally drained, because you hear the struggles that she's having going through things, and it can become difficult. And a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, and he said, you know, my father was telling me the same story for the 300th time. And he said, you know, and he suffers from dementia. And he said, it's very frustrating. He said, and I was about to complain about the fact that I've got to listen to the story for the 300th time. And then I realized there will come a day in the not too distant future where I won't be able to hear the story anymore. And at that point, he decided not only to listen to the story, but embrace it and to really appreciate what it is that he had, because his father is still with him. When I hear the story, it just brings back the point that we need to appreciate people while they're here, because we never know when they're not going to be here. And I lost my dad in November. You know, thank God my mother's still in good health, and we still talk every day. And when I do get frustrated with her from time to time, I need to take a step back, and I need to truly appreciate the fact that she's here and that I can pick up the telephone and call her, and I can get on a plane and go see her. And for part of the year, I can literally get in my car and drive 15 minutes and be with her. So those are the things to truly be appreciative of, because as we said before, one day it's not going to be that way. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. If you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and if you'd be kind enough to leave a review while you're there, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, for this week, think about those loved ones that you have, especially people that are aging. Take the opportunity to reach out to them if you haven't spoken to them for a while. And if you find yourself getting a little frustrated dealing with them because maybe they're in their 80s or 90s and they're repeating stories, or you know, they drive us a little bit crazy. That's part of what it's about. Right? But the other option is having them not be there. So truly appreciate what you have. Overlook some of the challenges and just be with them and take the opportunity to do it. Because as I said before, we never know when we're not going to have that opportunity anymore.